This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. He's a very special guest. He is George Graham. He is the CEO of ATI Air Test Technologies, Inc. Well, they trade on the TSX Venture Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol AAT. George, thank you, and welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good of you to have me.
Hey, give my listeners a little bit of background of what you guys do out there, and then I want to get into some Q&A today.
Okay. Well, our company specializes in energy-saving technologies related to commercial buildings primarily. We we've developed some unique systems that contribute to comfort, safety, and most of all, energy efficiency of buildings. And we've been working for years with parking garage ventilation system control, and we've more recently, the last several years, we've been developing a very strong package for a demand control ventilation, which is basically handling the controlling of air, heating and cooling in buildings based on the number of people in a space at a given time, as opposed to engineers' specifications, which call for heating and cooling for maximum occupancy for a space. And there are significant savings. They can be anywhere from 15 to as high as 50% of energy costs, depending on the variability of the population in the space. So a lot of our products are, we've actually extended that to not only controlling using CO2 sensors to basically measure the number of people and control the ventilation that way. But we also have now have access with our Wi-Fi CO2 sensors to controlling rooftop air handlers and economizers that are used on 60% of the buildings in the U.S., for example. And so that gives us, we've got several dimensions of savings within one target building. And for instance, we're working a lot with supermarkets right now, which is a prime market area for us.
Yeah, you know, I think your stock is very undervalued, and I'll give you the reasons why. In 2015, you guys did $3.1 million in revenue. Your P.E. ratio is around 4.4, and you're trading at 2 cents a share. Your float is only around 34 million shares. And you guys are really in a great market, a market space. But I want to change gears here for a second. Can you tell us a little bit, give us an update on the reinstatement of the IROC thing, and so we can move forward and maybe put an ease to the investors out there?
Yes, that whole event that took place was based on, it was related to cash flow. And there's no question we've had, you know, with all the things we're working on, we've been very tight on cash flow, and I think our sales would be considerably higher going back if we could have had stronger financing in the last year and a half. And so what happened was we owed some money to the accountants who were doing the audit for our company, and it had to be filed by the end of April. And so they give you a bit of grace, but then they put you on a cease trade order, and
right,
that's what happened to us. So eventually we were able to get, you know, everything completed, and it actually takes a little longer to get back once you've been put on that cease trade hold, because the exchange then goes through a detailed review and asks you, you know, a bunch of questions about this and that and anything else they come up with when they evaluate all your news releases and everything else that's happened. And so that was like about a 2 to 3 week, deal just to get rid of the
absolutely
you know, look after all any concerns they had or questions, and that was all done, and everything is copacetic now. But it's unfortunate that we showed that blip, you know, or we were on trading hold. But anyway, we're back going full speed now. The company has continued to go full speed all the way through, but it was just our market wasn't accessible. And I might say that one of the reasons why we've been able to do some bridge type financing, and that keeps us moving forward. And one of the reasons why we haven't been able to secure the long-term financing is because of our stock was trading so low that we really didn't want to compromise our shareholders by excessive dilution that would be caused if we tried to do an equity placement at any low price. Anything really under 10 cents as far as I'm concerned would be, you know, if push comes to shove and you have to do it, you have to do it. But I think debt financing or royalty sales, royalty financing would be a preferable way. And we are working quite actively with several sources for those type of financing. We have had quite a few things going on lately that are going to give us some strong market input. And if our share price, we are quite undervalued, as you've indicated too there, but I think if our share price goes up and we get up in the 10 cent or more range, then we can do a financing on an equity basis without really hurting our shareholders all that much. So that's really been part of the challenge, is making sure that we don't overly dilute our loyal shareholders.
Absolutely, absolutely. My guest today is George Graham. He is the CEO of ATI Air Test Technologies. Well, they trade on the TSX Venture Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol AAT. You know, George, I asked you to come on the show back again because I'm really excited about you guys got some new projects in the hopper. Tell my listeners about these new projects and where we go from here.
Well, we've been working on a major supermarket chain, they're actually based in Ontario in Canada, but they're right across, and they have something like 1,500 supermarkets. And I might say that there's 42,000 of those type of grocery markets in North America. And the package we've put together, they've given us the go-ahead now to do the initial install. And it's about $25,000 worth of sales for air test for that one install. And what they found is that there's certain areas where energy costs have gotten so high, you know, like because they have a shortage of energy. And the three that really stick out are Ontario, Florida, and California. Those three all have very strong rebate programs for anybody saving energy. So it gives us a pretty nice target market because we found that we can provide a payback on a major capital. It might be a $35,000 total installed cost for them, and the payback could be as early as under 6 months.
Wow.
Because of the savings they make plus the rebate they get from the local power authorities.
So it should be a no-brainer.
Yeah, it should be a no-brainer. It's just, again, it relates to financing because I got to put people on the floor, on the street, you know. But we have just appointed a new sales manager for Ontario who's well connected and in the supermarket world and understands. He's been really keen to get involved with us, so he'll be reporting to Mike Schell, our vice president of marketing and business development, based out of California. Mike lives in Santa Barbara, works out of Santa Barbara. But and Mike is very, very strong in product knowledge and has developed an energy analysis program, which is unique to Air Test too. Nobody else out there seems to be doing that. And what we can do is go in and get a bunch of criteria from one of these supermarkets, and we can provide them with an energy analysis that will indicate to them what their energy saving will be, what it is now, and what it'll be following the installation. And then what they do is measure it just to see if it comes in line. But we're very confident with that program because we've been using it in California. And both Southern California Edison and PG&E have and the California Energy Commission, for that matter, have all endorsed our energy analysis, both for parking garages and for DCV applications.
Can you tell my listeners a little bit about your new wireless products, the CO2, and how that's coming along?
Yeah, the ones we're putting in, like for the supermarkets and all the other ones, are this new Wi-Fi. That's what's changed the ballgame for us quite a lot, is we have a Wi-Fi-based CO2 sensor. And I should say there were no wireless CO2 sensors in the past, because all of the sensors, including the ones we've sold over the years, have way too high a power draw, and so you'd have to be changing batteries, you know, every month or something like that, and it just didn't work. But we came up with we hooked in with a company that developed a sensor that has an extreme, like 1% of the power draw, and so it's enabled us to work with another company that was strong in wireless and develop a Wi-Fi capability. And those products now have reduced the cost of a capital cost of an installation by over 50% from where it was before.
Wow.
Just based on not having to run all the wiring through, because that was the big part of the cost.
Absolutely, copper wiring and everything.
That's right. So then there's a group that really, they're called N-Ocean, and they have a whole bunch of affiliated companies in the world, and they promote wireless. They want to have everything wireless in any buildings that they're involved in. And so we weren't involved with them too much before, but we knew the people. And once we got this Wi-Fi capability, we then have since joined the N-Ocean Alliance, it's called. And so there are a bunch of companies that will use, and even some of the manufacturers of controls, like Delta Controls, as reliable controls. There's a couple of them that really like to sell N-Ocean type products, and a lot of them are solar powered products, so that there's no batteries or anything really in those. And we've been working with a company that's developed a lot of solar powered products, and they've developed with using our CO2 sensor, they've developed a solar powered CO2 sensor which we can sell to all these N-Ocean group companies. And we've just put in, the prototypes have been tested out and are working fine, and we've just put in an order for the first 100 pieces of these, but we expect the volumes are going to be considerably higher as we go forward, and we're really looking forward to having that as a new product. And we have exclusive marketing rights globally for that product, just as we do for our CO2 Wi-Fi product. And so we're feeling pretty good about the whole wireless area and what it's going to mean to us, because the market is quite huge.
And, absolutely.
So there's one other wireless too, which I should mention, is it's been developed by a company called Schneider Electric in France, in their research lab, and they've agreed to sell us that product on a private label basis. And it goes into another protocol other than N-Ocean. It goes into what they call the Zigbee protocol, which is used quite strongly, like Johnson Controls and Trane and even Honeywell to a degree. A lot of them use Zigbee type wireless central controllers, and so we'll be able to feed the CO2 signal from this new product into any of their controllers out in the world, which are thousands. And so the whole area is a real burgeoning area for us, and we've done a tie-in with another company that has helped us connect to the rooftop air handlers on a wireless basis, and control economizers, and we can provide fault detection, because there's a lot of wasted energy by rooftop air handlers, and anybody who has them in their building will know that they do break down from time to time, and if you can find out in advance that there's a problem, it saves not only quite a lot of money on repair, but it will save a lot of energy at the same time.
My guest today has been George Graham. He is the CEO of ATI Air Test. Technologies. Well, they trade on the TSX Venture Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol AAT. In closing here, George, the first half wasn't that great. It was flat to maybe a slight decline. How do you see the second half of 2016 finishing up here real quick?
Well, we've already got a lot of orders in hand for the second half. Our largest accounts, which were quite weak in the first half because they'd gotten a bit overstocked and they hit a flatter period, they've come back with very strong orders. We have in hand orders for the balance of the year from them, so I'm not worried about that side. Those are OEM, what we call OEM, ongoing day-to-day purchasers, and they're like bread and butter accounts, I think you'd say. But in the area too of the wireless and all the things that are happening, and another new product we have I didn't even mention is a chiller monitoring. We got our first order for that, and it looks like we're going to do about $400,000 sales of those in the second half. So when you put it all together, we're expecting the second half to come out at least 50% higher than the first half, if not double.
Outstanding. George, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. Our guest has been George Graham. He is the CEO of ATI Air Test Technologies. They trade on the TSX Venture Stock Exchange, ticker symbol AAT. George, I wish you the best. We're going to check back with you in a couple of months to see how your new products are lining up.
Great. Thank you very much for the time.